With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Beginning tomorrow, the FAA will cut the number of flights at key airports by 10% due to staffing shortages, result of the government shutdown.
The FAA has said that the system is still operating safely, but they are warning about these staffing problems and the fatigue pressures, especially amongst its staff, saying that as time goes on, this is now a record-breaking shutdown in terms of the number of days, and the problems are only going to get worse.
The BBC's Peter Bowes. A child is among the 12 people killed in Tuesday's fiery crash of a UPS cargo plane in Louisville, Kentucky. Federal Air Safety Investigator Todd Inman says there's evidence that one of the plane's engines fell off prior to the crash.
We do believe that that is the engine from the left side of the plane. It is actually on the airfield, so it's not off the airport property. That correlates with the video that we've seen of it detaching from the airplane while it is in flight.
Investigators have recovered the plane's flight recorder, and the air disaster expected to result in some shipping delays.
But UPS says it has contingency plans in place, and experts say the impact should be cleared up before the peak holiday season. The plane crashed Tuesday evening as it was departing for Honolulu from the UPS Worldport shipping hub at the Louisville, Kentucky Muhammad Ali International Airport. UPS has not released any details about how many and what types of packages were on the plane.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. Federal judge ordering improvements at a Chicago-area immigration holding center after detainees sued over inhumane conditions. Starbucks baristas may be going on strike at some locations starting on November 13th. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures are down 3 points. NASDAQ futures 23 points higher. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in Jamaica.
The giant Christian relief agency has set up an emergency field hospital in the coastal town of Black River, one of many that was devastated by Hurricane Melissa last month. The hospital can house at least 30 patients and includes an operating room, intensive care unit, emergency room, obstetrics ward, laboratory, pharmacy, and blood bank. The giant storm hammered the Caribbean on its way north, and Jamaica was amongst the hardest hit. Michael Harrington reporting.
All three of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court justices who sought re-election Tuesday will get another term. Ensuring Democratic jurists keep their majority on the presidential battleground state's highest court. The three judges won new terms with support from the Democratic Party and allies, including Planned Parenthood and LGBT lobby groups. The court will now be expected to deliver on issues such as abortion as well as transgenderism. This is SRN News. Japan has called up the military to fight an invasion. It's an invasion of bears.
The large critters have terrorized residents in a number of areas and have been seen near schools, train stations, and even homes. 12 people have been killed, more than 100 injured in bear attacks across Japan since last April. The troops will set traps and assist local hunters, but will not use rifles. Why so many attacks? Experts say the bears are becoming bolder and venture closer to residential areas in search of food. Jason Walker reporting.
Tesla shareholders set to decide on whether Elon Musk has a shot at becoming the world's first trillionaire. At an annual meeting in Austin, Texas, they'll be voting today on a new pay package for Musk, who's already the world's wealthiest man. More details at SRNNews.com.